Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. So our scripture reading, our first one, comes to us from the Gospel according to Matthew from the 21st chapter. You're welcome to use, if you have your Bible with you, or you can pull out the Pew Bible and turn to page 1199, but I will be reading from the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 11. So hear now these words. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." So the disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. And a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road and on others, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of them and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Will you pray with me? Gracious and holy God, thank you for the story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem, of a reminder to prepare ourselves to walk with Jesus in the final days. May we hear with fresh ears what you would have us hear this day. May the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is the day. How many of you have had some type of event and you put it on a calendar and you circle it really red if you've got that written calendar, or you've got a sign and you start counting down the days and you say, "I am so looking forward to this day." And for some, it could be, you know, a birthday. For most of us, probably not. For children, definitely. For some of us, it might be maybe one of our closest, dearest friends. Maybe they're getting married. Or perhaps someone's reaching retirement age and they are counting down the days to when they can walk out of that office and say that they are free, even though we know that you are often busier in retirement than you were before retirement. But whatever it is, sometimes we mark a specific day and we build it up in our minds of what it can look like, right? It does not escape me that yesterday, as we were doing the Easter egg hunt, there was a lot of preparation for that and anticipation and a bounce house and crafts, and that was all if the weather was going to be ideal, right? And then we had to adjust the plans and adjust our mindset, because guess what? Wind said, we're not doing that. And then we had to get really creative with what it looked like and still try to keep the plans in place as much as we possibly could. And as I was here lingering after that event yesterday, I knew that there was an event happening next door at the Mims house. Now, many of you know that the Mims house is an event location, and a lot of folks get married over there. And I could just see faces peering through the Mims house windows, looking at the conditions outside and thinking their best laid plans were like, oh my gosh, we could not have anticipated gale force winds on this day, right? And then it makes us take a moment to say, what here is most important? What is it that we need to be mindful of? And sometimes our biggest plans, maybe were what we crafted them to be, but actually, is it really that was important? Or was it that we gathered? Or that we were still here? Or we made it simpler than we thought it was going to be. And I think about this day as we have the kids processing with palm branches and thinking and looking for the donkey that Jesus rode in. And there were so many people who were following Jesus, who knew the scriptures, who were waiting for this triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And they were expecting a king. They were expecting someone who would help them overthrow or overcome the persecution they were experiencing, the push over the Roman Empire. And that is not what Jesus did. So even though they had built this day up of, oh my gosh, here he comes. And they were celebrating that by laying cloaks on the ground and on the donkey and branches to pave the path. That day didn't exactly turn out the way they thought it was going to. Because we know how this story goes. We know that Jesus came into Jerusalem and they were going to celebrate the Passover feast. And so they were going to gather and celebrate and remember the story, the four cups, and retell the story of God's people. And Jesus was going to reinterpret what this story meant for them in that space that we then take on when we gather together. When we say, this is the day the Lord has made, how do we respond? Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Isn't there a song or hymn that goes, this is the day that the Lord has made? Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Okay, that's about all the singing I'm going to do, but you get it, right? And you did great, although y'all were like, let us rejoice, let us rejoice. Which was not how the crowd was on that day, right? So when they said, this is the day, they said, this is the day, right? They were like yelling in the streets and celebrating Jesus coming in, not this wimpy, this is. Where we were taking a back seat to kind of assess and say, is this really going to be the day? Are we really going to rejoice? So how do we do that? How to remember that every day is the day that the Lord has made? Do you ever get up in the morning and tell yourself that? That this is the day the Lord has made? Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's not something that we have to put off into the future. It's not something that we have to wait and wait and wait for. It is actually something that the moment we rise on that day, we are promised that God's mercies are new, and this is the day that the Lord has made. And it calls us into a posture of celebration. To a position and a mindfulness of recognizing how Jesus rules the day, how God has provided us grace to go through the day. And will our days always go according to our plan? Come on, y'all. No. I promise you, no. Some days you may have that absolutely perfect day, but it doesn't happen all that often, right? But then at the end of the night, when you go and you lay your head down and you reflect and you go through your day, do you ever sit down and think, Where did I see God today? Did I show love to my family today? Did I show love to my neighbors today? Did I recognize Jesus in the eyes of the person that I interacted with today? And if I did, that is when we rejoice. Palm Sunday. We know this day comes every year, and I'm going to be honest with you. I make my plans. I anticipate it. I know this day is coming. I say it every week. Sunday is coming. Sunday is coming. Am I ready? Will I rejoice and be glad in it? And today of all days, when I think about the story of Jesus and knowing what comes next, I need to get my head right. I need to get my heart right. I need to be ready. Just as Miss Kathy said, prepare the home, prepare for Jesus. Today we're going to do that. That this is the day we're going to prepare. And we're going to rejoice and be glad because we know the end of the story. We know the end of the story. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.